there. Welcome to episode 13 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert. I'm the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I am thrilled that you're joining me today. This week, many in the United States will celebrate Valentine's Day, so I thought it only appropriate that we learn about some of the most famous love songs in classical music. Gorgeous piano solo that you're listening to now is called Liebestraum No. 3. Liebestraum is German for dreams of love. This is a set of three piano solos written by composer Franz Liszt in 1850, and there were songs written after poems that depict three different forms of love. The last of the three songs that Liszt wrote, the one you're listening to, is the most popular, and it is written about unconditional lifelong love. The poem begins with the words, "O love, as long as love you can." You'll hear the same melody played throughout the piece, but each time Liszt makes it sound a little bit different. This piece is a complicated one to play, but very well known. Singer Elvis Presley was a big fan of this song, and he used it as inspiration for his own song, Today, Tomorrow, and Forever, which is from the film Viva Las Vegas. Our next piece is from the ballet Romeo and Juliet by composer Sergei Prokofiev, based on the play by William Shakespeare. If you're familiar with the story of Romeo and Juliet, you know that there is a famous balcony scene from the play where the star-crossed lovers profess their feelings to each other. Prokofiev extends this famous scene into three dances, and the love dance is the third dance of the three, where the two, Romeo and Juliet, come together to profess their love, or in the ballet, they come together to dance. The ballet had an interesting debut. The play by William Shakespeare ends tragically, but Prokofiev wrote his ballet with a happy ending. However, people were very upset about this, and so Prokofiev had to revise the ending to match Shakespeare's sad ending. But then the choreographers told him the new music was undanceable. Eventually, they finally reached an agreement, and the ballet premiered with the decision to keep Shakespeare's original tragic ending. This famous piece before. It is called Fürlies, and it was written by Ludwig von Beethoven, who was actually not very lucky in love. Fürlies is German for for Elise, and it is actually the nickname for this well-known composition, whose real name is Bagatelle No. 25 in A minor. The funny thing is, there is some confusion about who Elise is. Most researchers believe the nickname is actually incorrect. The dedication on the manuscript was for Therese, but the copywriter published the wrong name, whoops, Therese, who was most likely the true dedicatee of Für Elise, was a woman to whom Beethoven proposed marriage in 1810. She did not accept his proposal. However, there are some researchers who believe that Elise was the German soprano Elisabeth Rockel, who starred in one of Beethoven's operas. Beethoven fell in love with Elisabeth and wanted to marry her. Regardless of which Elise Beethoven wrote this beautiful piece for, he did not marry either of them. And in fact, this work was not actually published until about 40 years after Beethoven's death. Be sure to download this episode's listening calendar at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/13 to listen to more famous love songs from classical music. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and review our podcast. Thanks so much for joining me today. I look forward to connecting with you again in 2 weeks on Busy Kids Love Music. Bye for now.